Welcome to Assets in Aging, Affording the Future, the local show that's all about the issues of aging. For almost 30 years right here on KFBK, talking about what happens to us all of us, me, you, whoever it is, all of us are going to have to deal with the issues of aging. So how are you going to do that? What's your plan? Who's going to take care of grandma or grandpa or yourself or your spouse or your best friend or whoever it is? We're all going to deal with it. Every family on this planet is going to deal with the issues of aging at some time. Some families are better at it than others. Some are dysfunctional. Some are blended families. But all of us, as parents, as children, your children are someday going to deal with the issues of aging in themselves. Your granddaughter, who's 4, someday is going to deal with the issues of aging. We are all, because we're sentient mammals and living beings, we all have a sell-by date. And I don't care if it's your dog or your cat or your mouse or your rabbit or the deer in the forest. Every living thing, except some bacterias and viruses, die when we die. And that's going to happen to all of us. That's going to happen to you and to me. I'm not trying to be morbid. I'm just trying to deal with, and before we die, we are all going to become more frail than we are now, whatever age you are. If you're 50, at 70, you won't be able to do the things you could do at 50. At 60, you won't be able to do the things that you did when you were 50, and so on. It's just a fact of life. It's not scare tactics. It's not any of those. And some of us are not only going to have physical infirmity, but we're going to have mental infirmity. Again, it's just a fact of life. There's nothing you can do about it. You can't make it be different. Some of us are going to die young. Some of us are going to die old. Some of us are going to be infirm. Some of us are going to be mentally challenged. Some of us are going to just be walking down, taking a walk one day, and we keel over and we're gone. That's the way everybody thinks they're going to go, but 70% of us are going to die in a building somewhere, in a hospital, in a care home, in an assisted living, wherever it is. That's just a reality of life. Very few of us get to die at home surrounded by our families. Very, 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 very. I could probably count on 2 hands the number of people that I've seen have that happen to them. Most of us are going to die in a building, a hospital or an assisted living or a nursing home or something like that. It's just a fact of life. I'm not trying to be morbid or anything. I'm just talking about the issues of aging. And one of the things I've said this 1,000,000 times, about one third of the people in the United States don't even have a will, let alone a trust. So last time I checked, death is a certainty, but they haven't even agreed to plan for that. They haven't even talked to their kids about what they want. And the kids haven't talked to mom and dad or grammy and grampy or whoever it is, your favorite uncle. We just don't do it. We don't like doing it. We don't do it. We don't do it well. And then we don't do it again. And as long as I'm here and still have most of my faculties, I may be losing a few, but not most of them. I'm still able to record my own show and do my own stuff. I drive to the grocery store and I'm safe doing that. At least I think I am. I might not drive to Los Angeles because I don't know that I could, my rear end could take it that long anymore. But all of us are going to become frail in some way and lose capacity in some way, whether it's mental or physical. And the question then is, who takes care of me? When I can't take care of me, who takes care of me? And have I talked to that person about it? Have we had a discussion? Have we done the right documents? Do they say the right things? Or do they only deal with what happens when mom and dad die? Well, lots of people have wills. Wills only go into effect when you're dead. Wills generally don't have any kind of living benefits other than naming a possible conservator, and that's when you're really, you're the court's appointing who's going to be in charge of your life. And all of this is just a fact of life. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. Everything I say here is my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, financial, or tax advice. That said, I've been doing this for a long time. I am a licensed legal document assistant. My bond is recorded in Sacramento County. and it expires 8 of 26. So I can prepare legal documents like wills, trusts, and powers of attorney. Other LDAs do court stuff. I don't do any court stuff. But I help people plan for the future. That's what I've been doing for a long time. I help people know and plan for the unknown. We can't cover every base, but we can cover most of them if we sit down and reason together. I encourage you to bring in the family. I encourage you to talk to your family. I have somebody right now that the family thinks he has a trust, but they can't find it because the kids didn't want to bother the parent, and the parent didn't want to bother the children. So they think he's got one, but we're trying to find it. I can't tell you how many people can't find mom's will or dad's will, or if an attorney drew it up, knew the name and phone number of the person, so they could get a copy of it maybe, even if it's just a draft copy. We have to talk about these things. It's really, 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 really important. I can't tell you how important it is. That's why every week on Saturdays, God willing and the creek don't rise, I do a workshop. My next workshop is on March. Can you believe it's already March? Will be on March the 7th at 10:30 in the morning. March the 7th at 10:30 in the morning. You can sign up for it on my website, assetsandaging.com. That's a workshop. It's free. It's limited to about 10 or 12 people. That's all that'll fit in the room. But you have a choice. You can do it or not do it. It's up to you. I don't have any skin in the game when it comes to this. But if you don't do it, then somebody's going to write one for you, the court or an attorney or the probate court or whatever it's going to be. Well, Bob, we have a trust. Good. What does it say about long-term care? What does it say about frailty issues? What does it say you want about end-of-life issues? What does it say about who can do what to whom and all that kind of stuff? What if it's a second marriage and you got his kids and her kids and their kids? What if dad's starting to show or mom's starting to show? By the way, most of the people in nursing homes are women. Most of the people in assisted living care are women. Why is that? Because the men died off before the women did, and the women live long enough. It's really a woman's issue. Women live longer than men, on average 6 to 7 to 8 years, depending on the age you are today. So who's going to take care of mom and mom after dad dies? Or who's going to take care of dad after mom dies? They planned on taking care of each other. Well, what if that doesn't work out? Then what's the plan? Have you thought about it? Have you talked about it as a family? I don't know if you have or haven't, but I think it's a good idea. That's what one of the things people learn at my workshop. We talk about how to deal with the unthinkable, which is I'm alive, but I'm not thinking clearly, or I don't recognize my cat, or I think the dog is my wife, or whatever it is. What do we do when mom or dad or Grammy or Grampy or Uncle Fred or whoever is going to become that? Who's going to pay for the care? Where's the money going to come from? Do you have control? Can you sign your parents' checking account or bank account or IRA or 401k? Do you have the password to their brokerage account? Because that's how they do everything, is by password. How are they going to shut off your HBO account and your whatever email you have and all that kind of stuff? Who's going to do all that kind of stuff if you're not dead? Who's going to take care of you if you're not dead? Who's going to do you have access to the medical records? Do you even know who your dad or mom or Grammy or Grampy's doctor is? Do they have copies of the healthcare powers of attorney and all that kind of stuff? Do your kids know where the originals are of all that stuff? Well, it's in my safety deposit box, Bob. Okay, is the safety deposit box in the name of the trust? Whose name is it in? Are we going to need a probate to open the safety deposit box to get the trust or the will? I don't know. I don't know what you have or don't have. I don't know. There's no way for me to know. I don't want to know. But what I'm telling you is your documents and your plan has to include the issues of aging. It just has to. If you don't, you're dancing through the graveyard. You're just playing with your family's future. It's stunning to me how many people walk in, and when I sit down with them and they're 80 years old and I say, well, what kind of planning have you done? Do you have any trust or will? Well, we have a will. Well, okay, what about powers of attorney or advanced health? Well, we have a will. And people think they're done because you can go online and get a will for $25. Yes, you can. You can go online and get a trust for a couple hundred bucks. That doesn't mean it's going to do what you want it to do. That doesn't mean it's going to deal with the issues of aging. It doesn't mean any of that. It just means you went to the internet and got something. Do you even know what it means? Do you know if wills can be notarized or can they only be signed in California? Do you know, can the trust be signed or does it have to be notarized? What about deeds? You have a trust, but you didn't put your house and your bank accounts in the trust. How do you do that? Are you sure your trust is fully funded? Who has a copy of your trust? How many people in LA and all those fires that in LA a couple years ago? I'll bet you attorneys had to redo 500 to 1,000 trusts because people never gave a copy to anybody else and they just had them in their house. And the house burned to the ground. Now what? When in the Oroville fires, I can tell you many of my clients, their trust burned up because even though I tell everybody, make a copy and give it to somebody, they didn't. And the only thing they had was the original at home. Or it's in a fireproof safe, Bob, where is it? At home. Do your kids have the combination to the fireproof safe? Well, no. Well, then how's that going? They're going to have to get a safe cracker to bust open your safe. Frailty is different than the issues of dying. Dementia is different than the issues of dying. It's the issues of frailty. And they're myriad. And I don't have time in a 26-minute radio show to go through all of that. I just don't. There's just not enough time. What I can do is offer you help. And that's what I'm going to do today. You can come to my workshop, which is on March the 7th. I don't know why I said October. March the 7th at 10:30 in the morning. That's a Saturday. It's free. It'll take 10. I can take up to 10 or 12 people and that's it. And we'll meet in my boardroom and we'll sit there and we'll talk and we'll reason together and we'll have some handouts and some information and you can take home and cogitate on. Or you can come to my webinar. My webinar is free to everybody. It's on March the 4th. That's a Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m. March the 4th. That's next week, I believe. Yes, it is next week. Let me just double check here on my Mickey Mouse calendar. March the 4th, yep, at 7 o'clock in the evening, I'll be doing a webinar. And it's free. And you can sign up and you don't have to have a camera on. You don't have to have your microphone on. All you need is a screen to watch the webinar. And you can sign up for the webinar on my website, assetsandaging.com. You can do all of that if you want to do that. Or you can still just keep dancing through the graveyard and hoping it all works out. I think that's a terrible way to plan and a terrible way to treat your family, but I know lots of people that have done that. And have you shared it with the people that are going to be taking care of you? Do your children, your grandchildren, or whoever you named as the trustee? I just had somebody who didn't have any children. They got a professional fiduciary who's going to manage their affairs if they can't. So what are you going to do if you can't do it? I don't know the answer for you. I know some answers. I don't know if it applies to you because everybody's different. Everybody has different opinions. Everybody has different. What about end-of-life decisions? Who can make end-of-life decisions? Well, I've told my daughter I don't want to be kept alive if it's hopeless. Okay, but did you empower her to make that decision or him? Or whoever it is. Well, it's my spouse. My spouse has the right. And no, they don't. Not necessarily. How do the doctors know you're not the reason, because of your husband, that you had the stroke? They don't know. So where is all this memorialized? All the thoughts you have in your head, Where are they memorialized? Where do words get applied to paper? I don't know. I don't know for you. I don't know how you're going to do that. I don't know how to, I don't know what to tell you, except I know I can help. Sometimes my answer is, you're in really good shape. Good, congratulations on doing what you did. Other times it's, I have people walk into my office all the time, and it's clear mom or dad, clear to me, that mom or dad has a memory issues, cognitive decline, whatever you want to call it. And yet the family is all in denial about it. Who in your family is in denial about you or somebody you love? What if it's a blended family? Do mom's kids care about dad? Do dad's kids care about mom? Who's going to be in charge in that case? I don't know. But your documents need to address that issue. What if you have children that you can't count on? What if you have a son who's an alcoholic or a daughter that's addicted to drugs or a heavy drug user? How do you deal with them? How do you leave them money without it all going to their drug dealer? How do you deal with that? What if you have a disabled child that's receiving government benefits, or a disabled grandchild, and you were going to leave it to your disabled grandchild? But in leaving them an inheritance, they may be taken off of government benefits that they have. Have you worked through that idea? What if one of your children just doesn't handle money well? Do you want to give that person your power of attorney just because they're the oldest child? Who's going to be responsible? In my workshops, I talk about three things. Who's going to take care of you? How are you going to pay for it? And then the last one is, who's going to be the responsible adult? Who's going to step up to the plate and do all the stuff that needs to be done when you can't do it? Who's that going to be? And does everybody in the family know who that's going to be? Does that person have copies of everything? I don't know. You have to answer those questions, yes or no. If the answer is I'm not sure or no, then you probably ought to get into one of my workshops or the webinar. My workshop's on March the 7th at 10:30, and my webinar's on March the 4th at 6 p.m. They're both free. You don't have to bring anything except yourself. And we'll reason together, and we'll try to learn together, and we'll try to deal with the issues of aging. I have this on my whiteboard in the office, but I'm going to want you to imagine this, okay? Put your finger in front of your face and draw a gradually descending line. Just gradually descending, and an X at the beginning, that's the day you're born, and the X at the bottom, that's your line, descending line. So you're going to live a nice old life, and you're going to be okay, and you're going to die at 80, asleep at night, or surrounded by your family. Only very few people are on that line. But that's the line we think we're all on. Now I want you to draw another line. I want you to start to your left, and I want you to draw a descending line, and then all of a sudden I want it to get real sharp and descending. That's frailty. And we don't know how long or how deep or how sudden that line is going to appear. But it's really, really common in my clients, because a lot of my people are in trying to figure out how to pay for, $15,000 a month for a nursing home, or how to pay $10,000 a month for a memory care unit, or $8,000 a month for a care facility, assisted living. What happens when you can't make decisions anymore? What happens when you no longer know your grandchildren's names? I still know my grandchildren's names. But what happens when that arrives? All of us know somebody that's been in a care home. If I was in front of 20-year-olds and I said, how many of you have ever met and known anybody in a care home? They'd all raise their hand. Everybody knows somebody that's been in a care home, either assisted living or a boarding care or a nursing home. They weren't in their house when they died. They weren't in their house when they got sick. They were in a hospital, or they had a stroke, or they just started walking around the neighborhood and didn't know where they were. Who's going to do all that when you can't do that? Well, I have some answers. And there's three ways you can get the answers. Let me give them to you. Write them down. I'll give you a minute to get a piece of paper. One is, come in and see me. The appointment's free. You can call me, 800-999-8007. 800. Yes, I'm in Sacramento, and it's an 800 number, but I've had it for 35 years. 800-999-8007. You can just call that number and leave me a message, and I'll call you back. Or you can go to my website, Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, Assets, and, A-N-D, Aging, A-G-I-N-G, AssetsAndAging.com. AssetsAndAging.com. AssetsAndAging. AssetsAndAging.com. And you can sign up for my webinar on March the 4th at 6. You can sign up for my next workshop, which is March the 7th. At 10:30, you can sign up for an appointment, or you can just call me, and we can talk about it, and I can get you signed up to all of those things. 800-999-8007. You know, I've been doing this a long time, and sometimes I get really excited. You know, the rules have changed in the state of California. The rules have changed, and they're different in every state, but the we just changed the rules in California for Medi-Cal, and so that's a new issue. Nursing homes, when I started doing this, were $800 to $1,000 a month. Now they're $15,000 a month. So lots of things have changed, and there's bound to be more changes in our future. Are you prepared for the changes that are going to happen to you physically, mentally, and socially? How many of you of a certain age have lost most, if not all, of your friends to death or disability? How many? Come on, be honest. I've lost a lot. How many of you have lost people that were meant a lot to you in your life? Your grammy, your grampy, your mom, your dad, your favorite aunt, your favorite uncle. How many of people have you known that were in nursing homes? How many people have you known with memory issues? How many? I don't have an answer for you. I know what my answer is. But you have to figure out what your answer is. And again, you can do that. Get a pencil and paper and write it down. My website address, Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, Assets, and, A-N-D, Aging, A-G-I-N-G, AssetsAndAging.com. You can sign up for my free webinar on March the 4th at 6 p.m. That's next week. Or you can sign up for my next workshop, which is this coming Saturday at 10:30 in the morning. That's the March the 7th. And that workshop is personal. It's limited to about 10, 12 people. And that's wonderful for people that have a lot of questions and want answers. And the interplay of people is really terrific. So you have lots of chances, or just call me. 800, if you can't remember all that, just remember this phone number. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. And you can call me. If you want to call my local number, it's 916-973-0916. It goes to the same place. You'll probably get my answering machine. If you do, leave me a message with your phone number. That's really important because I always return phone calls. 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com, AssetsAndAging.com. If you're ready to begin to address the issues of aging, I'm available. My appointments are free. And then we'll sit down together and reason and figure out where you are and where you're going. And is it an emergency or do you have plenty of time to plan what's going on in your family? Every family's different. Every family has different needs. Every family operates in different ways. Your family's different than your neighbor or your best friend. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Do it today. Do it soon. go to assetsandaging.com. Sign up for my webinar on the March the 4th or my workshop on March the 7th. You can sign up, you can call me, you can leave me a message, you can do all that kind of stuff on my website, assetsandaging.com, or you can always call me, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. Thanks so much for joining me. I hope this is important to you and you take it seriously. I hope you find it valuable. I look forward to seeing you soon right here on Assets, pardon me, Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano, for 30 years. I hope you have a great day, and please be kind to each other. Bye-bye.